A deal can be announced from a phone. A strait has to answer in ships. That is the new hinge in the U.S.-Iran war story. Earlier, this conflict moved into what we called deal by declaration. President Trump said scheduled strikes were canceled. He said a settlement was close. Iran had not fully confirmed the final arrangement. The Strait of Hormuz remained the pressure point. Now the pressure point has become the test. Trump says a memorandum with Iran is scheduled to be signed Sunday, and that immediately after signing, the Strait of Hormuz will be open to all. Iran's foreign ministry says not Sunday, though a signing in the coming days cannot be ruled out. Pakistani mediators say the deal is close. CBS reports the U.S. blockade on Iranian ports is still operating. And Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is making a much sharper claim. He says the United States controls the Strait of Hormuz. This is the synthetic lens. Today, the question is not simply whether there is a peace deal. The question is whether Hormuz believes it. James Okafor is with us. James, start with Hegseth. What is he actually claiming?
He is making an operational control argument, not a legal argument, not a geography argument, an operational one.
The reported claim is that U.S. Central Command has continued what he called Project Freedom, moving commercial ships through the Strait of Hormuz while maintaining a blockade on Iranian ports. He described that blockade as ironclad. He said nearly 140 ships had been stopped from moving in or out of Iranian ports. CBS, citing Central Command, now reports 141 vessels redirected and 9 disabled. Then, Hegseth earns that into the political sentence, if we can move commercial shipping, and if our blockade is holding, then who controls the strait? His answer is the United States. But that word control is doing a lot of work. Exactly. Control does not mean sovereignty. Hormuz is not suddenly American water. It is a strategic choke point between Iran and Oman, and it is used for international navigation. What Hegseth is saying is that the U.S. can shape what happens there militarily, escort, block, redirect, disable, and keep some traffic moving. That is a serious claim, but it is still a claim. Iran disputes it. Al Jazeera's reporting also warns that some of the larger U.S. traffic claims, including claims about 100 million barrels moved through the strait, are not clearly supported by public shipping data. So the clean formulation is, Hegseth says the U.S. has operational leverage in Hormuz, not that the status of the strait has been settled.
Right, and that distinction is the whole episode.
Ingrid Halverson joins us. Ingrid, why does this matter economically?
Because Hormuz is not just a place on a map, it is a pricing mechanism. Before the war, the strait carried a major share of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas flows. During the conflict, the question has never been only, is the waterway open? It has been, open under what conditions? A strait can be officially open and still functionally dangerous. Ships may need escorts, insurers may raise premiums, crews may refuse routes, companies may wait offshore, Iran may impose tolls or authorization rules, the U.S. may block ships connected to Iranian ports. Every one of those details changes the cost of moving energy.
So when Trump says Hormuz opens immediately after the signing, that is a promise about implementation.
Yes, it is not just diplomatic language. It is a measurable claim. If Hormuz opens, we should see commercial transit normalize, war risk pricing ease, blocked vessels move, and the blockade language change. If that does not happen, then the deal may exist politically without becoming real economically.
Stan Rogers is here for the diplomacy. Stan, the timeline is already split.
It is. Trump says Sunday. Pakistani mediators have spoken as though the agreement is in its final stage. CBS reports Trump said the memorandum would be signed Sunday and Hormuz would reopen immediately after. But Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson, Esmail Baghaei, said the signing will not happen tomorrow. He left open the possibility of the coming days, but he urged caution. Guardian reporting also notes that the U.S., Iran, and mediators are giving different timelines and different versions of what is in the text.
And the nuclear question is not clean.
Not clean at all. Trump is framing the deal as a wall against an Iranian nuclear weapon. CBS reports Iranian officials saying the memorandum under discussion is focused on ending the war and that nuclear issues would come afterward. Guardian reporting says the competing versions differ sharply over frozen assets, sanctions, enrichment, nuclear material, and support for regional allies. That means we should not say the deal is done. We should say Trump says the deal is scheduled, Iran says not Sunday, and the public versions do not yet match.
James, there is also the drone piece.
Yes, this is why the update is worth doing. If the only new fact were another political promise, I would wait. But the operational picture is still moving. Jerusalem Post, citing Central Command, reports that U.S. forces shot down several Iranian attack drones in the Strait of Hormuz. CENTCOM described them as targeting commercial vessels. It also said traffic through Hormuz continues unimpeded and the waterway remains open for transit. That is the contradiction in one sentence. A waterway can be called open while drones are being intercepted over the ships using it. Elena Vasquez, bring in the human layer. What gets lost when we talk only about who controls the strait?
The people moving through it. A phrase like commercial shipping can sound abstract, but those are crews on vessels, families waiting for phone calls, port workers, pilots, air defense operators, and civilians living their bases and infrastructure. CBS also reported that Rubio discussed a strike that killed three Indian nationals with India's external affairs minister. That belongs in the human frame. So is this good news? It is potentially good news if it leads to fewer strikes and safer shipping. But it is not peace yet. It is an argument over whether pressure has produced an off-ramp. So, Ingrid, what should listeners watch now?
Four things. First, the signature. Does anything actually get signed and by whom? Second, Iranian confirmation. Does Tehran publicly accept the framework or keep describing it as incomplete? Third, blockade behavior. Do vessel redirections stop? Do disabled ship reports stop? Does the U.S. change its language from blockade to implementation? Fourth, market behavior. Oil will not tell us whether the diplomacy is just, but it will tell us whether traders believe the next week is less dangerous than the last one. Stan, final political
Trump wants the story to be pressure works. Hegseth's language supports that. We control Hormuz, we can move oil, we can hit key facilities, and Iran is coming to the table. Iran wants a different story. We endured, we kept leverage, and the U.S. did not dictate terms. That is why the timing and text matter so much. If the memorandum lands, both sides will claim victory. If it slips, Hormuz becomes the scoreboard for failure. That is the update. The war is not over because Trump says Sunday. The strait is not settled because Hegseth says control. And a waterway is not normal because a press statement says open. But the story has moved. Hormuz is now the receipt. If ships move freely, if drones stop, if the blockade lifts, if Iran confirms the memorandum, then the declaration begins to become reality. If not, the deal remains a sentence suspended over a contested strait. For The Synthetic Lens, I'm David Carver.